This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
It's Matt Mann's Mashup Wednesday. I should have done it Monday.
That's another good one, though. I like Kern.
Father, man.
The way they flow. Like, what is a genre other than the background music? Take a song, the lyrics to it, apply it to any genre. This song just works. Just like a bunch of them do.
Yeah, like, how do they figure that out?
Probably people that do a lot of drugs probably just sit there and say, you know what, man?
You know what?
This song sounds like that Korn song when he's summoning demons at the beginning. It's like, no, I hear Bob Marley.
Do you think somebody like good at musical arrangement has to hear like, oh, you know what? This would sound good with this.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how you would even think about it. Like, who'd have ever thought to put Justin Bieber and Slipknot together?
I know.
And it was perfect.
Oh, you wait until, okay, I don't want to over-promote because I know we have limited cognitive skills at this early in the morning. Trying to tell you all these things to remember. The BDA battle coming up, but then I've got Motown run smack into 80s hair band music coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh.
For a mashup.
Oh my God. Look at you.
Listen to this.
I like the ska.
I'm telling you. Oh. Oh, good call.
I opened my big mouth on that one.
Part of my... Okay.
God, man. Hey, you guys, do you think of any songs I need to go back and listen to? Yeah, here's one. Dummy. You can blame me for messing up Freak on a Leash for you.
Freak on a... You're not the...
I saw a video of somebody doing that. Korn, it was... They mashed up Korn with some kind of, I wish I could remember what it was now. They were dancing to like somebody else's music video. So that's what they do now. They'll take them from another video and superimpose them.
I don't remember. I was talking about, I don't know how they do that. I don't even know as a 49-year-old man how to even Google the question. How do I take the clip of someone dancing in a video and put it on the background of another video? Like, if I had a video of Fat Boy, what was that thing you were on that time? The Segway.
Oh, yes, it was a Segway.
And then you busted your ass.
I was just over the limit.
But I want to put that
then
on video of him in at the Kremlin in Russia.
Hurt yourself?
Yes, very much so. he was also injured. So, I don't know what that's called.
It's like the video you got of Trump in the Oval Office, and then Biden walks behind the window and just turns around.
I don't know how they do that.
I mean, like,
but then they're almost like Jonas Salk. You know what? I've discovered how to do this. I can make funny memes and things. I'm going to give it to the world. I'm going to give this to you, the people. You can make funny videos all day, too.
Yeah, I get the opposite. Like, if I find out information or how to do something,
right?
I ain't going to tell you how to do it.
Yeah, that's why you, Fast Boy, never been called that.
Fast
Fat Boy, very trustworthy. Truly. I've tested him before and told him fake stuff, and I never heard it back from anyone, so I can trust him.
Yep. But he never looks to the left, too, when I talk to him, so that's
no,
how I
know.
He's not shifty.
No, we know somebody that does that. Even if you're not even talking, like, shady stuff with them, they're like, while they're expecting someone to walk up on them, they're like this.
Yep. Why are you looking to the left, you liar?
What are you, about to sell me a gold chain? What are you doing?
To be around
you? I don't know. It's weird. Wow. Okay, so let's get to the matter at hand. Restrictions.
Oh, I hate doing it.
And I'm not, someone asked, who was the last person put on restrictions? Not going over that. Once we get past these situations, we move on.
Yep. Never good to rehash.
It doesn't do anything.
It's not good for your mentals.
If your girlfriend ever says, hey, what was that big argument we had years ago? Don't answer.
She's tricking you, bro.
Don't answer it.
She's about to gaslight you.
You've moved on, and so has she. And if she really has, don't remind her. All right, go ahead.
Well, you know, I was doing fairly good yesterday. I had my breakfast in here. It was, you know, very healthy. Finished it off, and I felt full. Then Mr. Big Time Know-It-All take a big bite out of life's ass, number 51 of the Xfinity series, Jeremy Jug Clements.
Jeremy Wayne Jug Clements.
Jeremy Wayne Jug Clements, the third. He comes in. And what did, he never comes in empty-handed. Now, I overlooked it the first couple times. But yesterday, he kind of upped the ante.
Yeah, I mean, you overlooked
he
it.
Really doesn't. Like, I'm the same way with my grandson. Anytime I go over there, whether it's a nollipop, which is what he calls lollipop, a nollipop, or a little, you know, matchbox car or something, like, I always take him a gift. And I know what I'm doing.
Spoiling him.
Yes, I know.
Of course.
But Jug, if he doesn't bring some, like, he brought us in the die-cast cars of himself last
big
time
ones.
Autographed.
I don't know what the scale is, but they're big.
124.
And they roll, too.
Oh, yeah.
And he signed them. That was cool. I'm like, hey, that's a great gift.
Yeah.
It is nice.
I still got his poster on the wall here.
Yeah, he brought gift. Us posters.
Look at you.
But yesterday he walks in with, I don't want to say exactly where he went, even though he ordered it the wrong one, which was funny. But he brings in not one, not two, hell, not even three, ten little bitty breakfast sandwiches. And he knows I'm going to eat them all. Actually, he said, and I remember him saying this, he goes, save one for me. Nah, he wouldn't take it out immediately because he's eating his little yogurt over here. It's parfait. He said, save one for me. Well, guess what?
He didn't.
Did not. I knew as soon as they got here, I was going to eat every damn one of them.
Why?
I couldn't control myself.
He's a hoarder of food.
I get that.
some people say, look, if you do bad, like for breakfast or lunch or whatever, make it up on the next one. Don't let it ruin your whole day.
Yeah, but if it's morning time, though, that's why I like pancakes or they're my favorite, like, weekend breakfast. But God bless, it puts your genitals in the dirt page. Is that possible on women? I don't know.
I love
you put your lips in the dirt.
Do the splits in the mud. I don't know, whatever you call it. What do you call it? You can't put your blank in the dirt, so what are you doing? The splits in the mud.
Yeah, something like that.
Old Leroy.
I don't want to get gross.
All right. Yep. Oh, Leroy over here. Leroy. Damn it. Short memory span. Forgot your name's Leroy today.
Thank you. I love Leroy.
Leroy Page.
Look, now I know that this is on me, so I don't want to sound like I'm not taking accountability, but.
You did bring it up.
There was an influence that was uncalled for, which was Jugs bringing in all that breakfast, and it ruined the entire day.
What was that uncalled for?
It just set off a chain of events that was
Fat Boy's lack of self-control.
Very hard to recover from. Like, lunch was awful.
Yeah.
I couldn't move by 2 p.m.
What did you have for lunch?
I had a double Whopper with an 8-piece nugget on the side with two large fries.
Please, like, are you being...
What is a double... No. How many...
Okay.
How
did you really...
Let's figure this out.
Okay. Because
I know what you're going to ask.
Yeah.
If a Whopper is one big patty...
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what I was going to ask.
How much is a double?
I was more concerned about how many pieces of bread are in that if it's a double Whopper. And can you get your milk?
Wait a minute. You thought a double Whopper was more bun and no meat?
Well, the Big Mac is extra bread,
yeah.
Right? I hate them. I mean, I'm a Whopper guy.
I've never had.
I have to take the bread out.
I don't like it because of their mystery dressing or whatever it's called. Secret sauce.
Never had a Big Mac in my life. They put an extra bun in it.
Right?
Yeah.
They did like two doubles or two cheeseburgers just stacked, essentially.
Oh, my God. That's backwards.
Special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
I'm thinking of the wrong hamburger. I'm sorry.
What are you thinking of? A Whaler? My Lord.
Yeah, well, that
well I mean,
good.
If it's a double Whopper, I'm thinking the bun is much bigger, so.
Oh, they are. But the bread, Never mind. Well, let's talk. No, like the patties also, like, you know, if you ever been to like a certain pizza restaurant and they're like, oh, that's a personal size pizza, but it's kind of a thick pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And you had a rolling pin, you could roll that sucker out to a large.
Too thick. I don't like the thick personal.
Too much bread, but you roll it out like the pizza was made for.
Oh, yeah.
For peons and poor people, and you roll it out and it makes more. It's like loaves and fishes.
I like that thin crust.
I do too. Absolutely. I cannot eat
crunchier.
Whatever the damn Chicago
stuffed pizza.
Hey, come on, man. Try pizza.
Hey, you want to try the.
Yeah, I can't do it. Yeah.
Try the crust. It's deep crust with the cheese on the top and a bowl of sausage.
Bears. That's all I can say.
You got some malort? Dinner was four tacos with. Couple of cans of Vienna sausages, low sodium.
No way.
Oh, you had dinner
as a snack
too?
Later.
So you were serious about two Whoppers?
Yeah.
Or a double? Oh,
it
man.
Just went downhill, man. I just like that unlocked something that just like immediately made me want to feast all damn day.
You are rebelling against yourself.
And I'm a gut sleeper, so at the end of the night,
how man? How does your does your head ever hit the pillow?
It doesn't really.
He has to put eight pillows up under his head.
I couldn't sleep.
God, man.
He's hanging out the side.
See, I look. You know what? This is, and tell me how to like talk about this. Like I told Fatboy yesterday. I said I left here yesterday, ran some errands, and then because I was wearing some what you might call casual attire.
Hey dudes.
Yep.
No hell no.
He hates hey dudes.
Whoa.
They look so comfy, and he hates them.
Oh, I don't wear them.
I don't know what they look like.
No, but and
something else rhymes with hey.
I went and worked my butt off at the gym, and then I got home and did a couple little things, and then slept for 2 hours. And I was like,
oh, man.
I don't attribute that to the breakfast, but I did eat some of the breakfast, and I had also had my protein shake.
See, you ate some of it, though.
I did have some of it. Yeah, because I didn't want to not. I mean, you know, like he brought it in, and he got some, and he brought my OJ and made fun of me because I couldn't open it.
Can I say what you did that I thought was funny?
As long as it won't get us arrested or in trouble.
You kind of hid the breakfast.
Shut
so,
up, man.
So he wouldn't see.
Well, I am. You know what? I was taught that by my grandma one time. Cause we was at a church social thing on Wednesday nights, and it's usually only for women. I can't remember what the group was called, but I didn't want to go to RA, so I went there and sat with my grandma and these old women, and they would eat this food. And I got a big helping of whatever this casserole was this old lady made at Poe Baptist Church, and I didn't. It was gross. I mean, it just... People all the time was like, how'd you get so fat and you so picky with what you eat? And I'm like, I don't know. But I was like, Nanny, I don't want this. You know, I was like thinking I was going to like hold it under the table, feed it to a dog in church. There was no dog there. She's like, just take your napkin and cough into it and just lay your napkin over the top of it. Just don't hurt her feelings. And I'm like, this temperamental bitch, not my grandma, but this old lady, like she's going to see me not eat this and get mad. And I soon learned that, yes, that is the Southern woman way.
That was one of the worst talking to, like, yellings I ever got was church lady felt, you know, sorry for me and mom and brought us some food to eat. And it was so good. I ate all of it while she was at work.
That's where it started.
And she didn't get any of it.
Oh, no.
She was
they
mad.
Brought a family, like, meal to your house and your mom was there and you ate it all.
I ate it all.
Jesus Christ,
over
man.
The whole day.
You're doing a routine on me.
I swear.
Oh.
I swear to whatever you believe in. I ate every damn bit of it and it was great. It was home. I didn't get home cooked food really.
Yeah.
And then she did it up big, man. I'd never forget macaroni, potatoes, chicken. God.
So where I'm at on that is this. Like I went home and I slept for 2 hours. And I was like, God, I feel like I wasn't putting the blame on Jug with his breakfast.
Don't do that. He's
but I
so
was like,
nice.
I felt like I, you know, ruined my day. And then we had this conversation, Fat Boy and I, about how, like, you know, they say you're supposed to take a nap for an hour a day, and I'm like, when? Like, when the hell
you're
would?
You're supposed to get some kind of, like, recharge out of it. Like, just an hour.
I think they're talking about doing a little toot is what that means.
Well, you know, you can do that after just to wake you up.
Sometimes an hour makes you groggy.
I thought it used to be the 20-minute nap was the power nap kind of thing.
Can you, like, can anybody nap for 20 minutes? And
I have before. I've rested my eyes. Just lay down where you can.
Yeah, what? I've heard this.
I fall asleep on the couch constantly.
Sleep meaning you just didn't get into REM sleep. You dozed off for a minute, but you didn't just rest your eyes. I mean, you just laid there with your eyes closed. But did you ever drift off?
Sometimes you just got to catch a nap however you can.
You ever got a REM in your sleep or whatever you said?
I'm sure
she used to have a job doing that. All right. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fatboy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I like it.
Bad.
Libra.
Page.
Page.
Stage. Meter. That Sylvester Ritter.
Wow.
All right.
We usually save this for Big Brown.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's right. Oh Lord.
Big bad Big Brown. Biggest Brown in the whole Brown town.
We should explain that. Satchel Paige was a baseball player in the Negro Leagues, and he played Major League Baseball, too. And his name was, his first name was Leroy. So I started calling Paige Leroy Paige earlier, and she's like, you can call me that. I don't care.
She really don't.
So I'm trying to convince her to change her Instagram handle
to Leroy.
To Leroy Paige 933.
Oh,
that could be her male alter ego, Leroy.
Let's not do that. It's not like getting past that.
Remember, she dressed up like Brian Posehn for some reason when you.
Oh Lord!
What'd I do?
The year when we punished you and said you had to come in each day dressed as one of us, and the day when I don't know if you were supposed to be me or Fat Boy, but you look like a lumberjack.
I did. I borrowed that from my husband. That outfit.
And you had facial hair and everything, and you look like Brian Posehn, which is that's one of those names where you either know who that is or you absolutely have no clue who that is.
I had no clue. Yeah. And that beard was so cool, it disappeared.
Meaner than Sylvester.
Someone stole it.
Somebody should have taken it.
Why?
That was real odd to see. Like, it was obviously a fake beard.
I'm
going to
do that again. You know, I thought one day that I would just bring all my wigs in and just sit here and be a different person every day.
Kind of wig out.
Doesn't that, like, make you, as a woman, I've said this before, and I'm no woman.
I can be any kind of hair color I want to be.
That, no, but don't you feel like, when are you ever you? Like, not you per se, but like women who, you know, have the different wigs and the different change the makeup or all that. Like a Lady Gaga. Like,
oh, yeah, always changing.
Who is she really? Like, if she was just Stephanie.
Like, what, like,
what would Stephanie just look like from day to day?
Around the house.
I'm not saying mine are good, though. That's the funny thing about it, because I got them for, you know, different, very sundry Halloween costumes or
movie
projects.
Parts.
Yeah.
Movie
parts. Maybe.
Various horror parts in movies?
Yes.
I'm looking for someone in red.
I've never been a redhead, but that would be fun.
Oh. Well, you know what they say. If you're red on the head, it will pee when you burn or something. I forget what it says. So,
I thought it was fire.
Fire crotch?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know.
I've never been sexually with a redhead.
Want a date?
Oh, my God.
Yes, I do. How much? Would you like to get in? Sure, go ahead. Yeah. Did you just fart?
Your place or mine?
Yours. My wife and kids are at home.
Oh, strong, silent type.
But no, I'm talking. You're deaf as hell. What can I get for $10?
But if you keep rolling that camera, it's gonna cost you more though.
$11.
Do you know that was one take.
I believe it.
It's terrible.
Wait, now when you got to the house, like you went to an unsavory character's house.
They never
house.
Said whose house did you go to though. You just asked him a question. He didn't respond. Yeah, your dumbass still got in the car with him. How did you think he was?
Chaos.
Your place or mine? I didn't finish yet. Why'd you kill me?
That's gonna cost the extra.
You're gonna kill me. It's gonna cost an extra $25.
Are you Leroy the hooker?
Yes, I'm Leroy Page, the baddest whore in the whole damn town.
I wanted to wear blue hair, and oh my gosh,
why?
Don't tell anybody.
Back when in my day. Women didn't want to have blue hair because it meant you're an old lady.
Well, you picked up a blue-haired hooker. Like, I don't know. It looked pretty good the way it was.
What if she was just standing under one of those weird Duke Power lights where it looked blue, but then she got in the car and she's just a regular blonde?
You know what? She's not standing on a corner even. It's like in the middle of the road.
Why'd you tease me? Well, your purple hair. And then you get in the car. Wait a minute. You're blonde. You're under one of those crazy light poles. She kills all the grass.
She's not even standing there twerking or anything. She's just like in the middle of the sidewalk. A horn dog pulls down and tries to get a little.
Like, that had to be tough back in the 70s when you were just dressing kind of scandalous, but you were not like
dressed scandalous.
Well, you know, like some of the styles of the 70s for women, you wear it today, people would generally think you were a prostitute. Some of the fashion back then. Mm-hmm. But imagine you're not. You're just wearing the fashion of the 70s, and you're just at a stoplight waiting to walk across the road. And people are like, hey, how much? For what? Well, I'm trying to cross the road.
Don't be rude.
How much for a good time?
Hey, how much? You need a ride? I got one right here for you. And he flexes the mustache.
Let me look at something. Like, how much is just look at something?
How much to flash me?
There was a funny story about a hooker that a comedian tells. I don't know if I can tell it. I might be able to dance around
hear it.
So Joey Diaz tells the story of like when they were growing up, a bunch of buddies, like, and everybody knew this hooker would do this, they would get in the car, and like for a price, she would let you do something to, like, you know, her from, like, you know, in this area here, talking about the chest.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And like, everybody knew that, like, you know, that was cool. Like, she would let you kind of, like, you know, mess around.
Yeah.
But he said they were like four cars deep. By the time they pulled up, he said her chest like a bulldog's mouth is like spit everywhere.
Oh no.
They still pay the money to hook up.
My God.
They never got that experience growing up. There were no hookers anywhere.
Yeah, they were too.
Not that I saw.
Well, my daddy would take me to see them. Just to out of just like teaching me about, you know, not to be a patron or anything, but you know, I told you those old late night runs.
You probably saw a lot though, just looking.
Phil, I want some Krispy Kreme. All right, Matthew.
Hot
That's
ready?
When I first started hearing, you know, ain't nobody happy unless mama's happy or whatever. And we'd always cut through and go through the former downtown Greenville, let me say.
It was our combat zone.
Actually, hookers come back. It might keep so many people from coming here. Because back in the day when there were hookers all over downtown Greenville, there was not all the people. And I kind of liked it like that. But he'd tell you, we'd go right by what was then the Army-Navy store. And so if you know anything about downtown Greenville, and right there on those
big
two
corner.
Corners, right there at the Flatiron building, they would all congregate, the whores. And Daddy, is that one? I don't think she's one, Matthew. I think she just left one of them clubs. But that and there, that's for great. She definitely is. I see her here all the time. I mean, you know, when I've driven by and stuff.
I think you're, you know, Diddy.
I'm not embellishing that at all, by the way.
It would be nice if Diddy would have called one of them to the car to, you know, give you a talking to, like, hey, you make sure my boy stays out of these corners.
Tell him to stay in school. Tell him to don't do drugs.
Hey, could you flash him so just so he could see it now and won't have to come back down here to look again?
Yeah, man, it was great. And then, you know, Daddy, I don't want to end up like that. Well, nobody'd ever pay you, boy. So you ain't got to worry about that.
You might have got a free flashback, you know, like back then, a little cute little fat kid in the car.
No, man, it was a different time then. Like then...
You want a preview, honey?
You didn't get free anything back then. Even if you wanted to,
shake like
them. The only time they would show them then is to win a wet T-shirt contest or something. You know, there was always never freebies. Only in New Orleans could you throw plastic things at women and they show breasts to you.
Oh, I'm sure at Myrtle Beach too, right? Senior week back in the day.
Yeah, but it's got to be something they can wear. Like if you just like threw like a brooch at them. You know what I'm saying? Like some kind of other kind of like here. What's something that's like an accessory that a woman would buy that's not
tassels.
Well, for the nipples?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about something other than a
something you would see.
Something you could throw to a woman. She could put on to signify she showed her boobs a lot. Like you can't just.
Oh,
for
I
some
see.
Reason, you throw a necklace at her, she will show
well,
them.
Well, that would make sense.
Throw a pearl necklace.
Unless you have, like, you know, something on your head, like a little hat.
But you can't throw, like, brass knuckles at her and
no,
she'll
yeah. knock her out.
That's right.
Break her teeth.
I don't.
That's not nice.
Kids, ask your parents permission before throwing brass knuckles at hookers.
What do they even do at senior week now? They go play video games?
Probably. Yeah. They'd probably just say, hey, man,
they're
gonna
not on the beach anymore. It's all abandoned.
We're going to
all the hotels.
They're going to go down to the business center in the hotel and hook up their Wi-Fi.
Could you imagine if Mother Fletcher's cool. tried to run today? They couldn't.
It's sad, isn't it?
That's
it'd have to
awful.
Be all inverted. Father Fletcher's, yeah, and that sounds like some kind of old Catholic priest. Father Fletcher's, what?
I'm not going there.
I'm not getting on my knees. All right. Paige, how dare you write me that joke and pass it to me like that. What are you working on in the Plex before we get into one of the bloodiest battles of BDA brawls ever?
Oh, yeah. Well, this person made history being the first ever country act to close this big festival. I'll tell you what happened next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Soul Train Awards.
Yeah.
No country artist.
Dude, yeah. That's a twist. That's a bait and switch. I just saw her right past it, and I'm not looking at her because I think I made her mad. It's going to be Beyonce because she's a country artist now. So they can say
that. Oh, yes, she is.
This ain't Texas.
Like it or not, she is.
I just got it, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Did I really?
No.
Oh, crap. All right, good morning, everybody.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Bye-bye.
We begin with this. This country artist will make history as the first ever country act to close Lollapalooza.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be something obvious. So,
is it obvious, though? Like, is it someone who's tweened about with different... Not tweened. What's the word I'm looking for? I'm basically trying to get to, like, is it Post Malone? Because he does country a little bit. He's got that song with Billy Strings that I like.
Oh, the Mexico song. It really is catchy. I was thinking somebody more established already, because this is a huge festival.
Willie Nelson.
Garth? I was thinking Garth.
No way.
I don't think so.
I don't.
That'd be somebody big.
Oh, it won't be Morgan Wallen, because he doesn't go with their community guidelines.
Yeah,
you know, throwing bar stools out the window and such. Nothing else.
Can I give you a hint?
Oh, yeah.
He
yeah.
covered a Tracy Chapman song.
Oh, damn it. What?
God bless. I used to make jokes by...
From North Carolina, right?
He had a lottery ticket. Luke Holmes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Luke Holmes.
He's making history. It was just announced that he will be headlining Lollapalooza.
Just for that song, though.
He'll be the first ever country act to close the festival, which is a big deal for him in country music. But God, really...
His wife's going to love that.
I've had this conversation with somebody before when, you know, back, say, in the 50s, 60s. It was
wow, you were back there way back then.
She went back in time to have the conversation.
No, I had a conversation about the way it was back then, about the way music is today. Because in this state, there was only one radio station.
True.
So we didn't have country or rock.
Yeah.
It was just
radio.
Music.
Yeah.
So you didn't have these little genres of putting people in boxes and limiting their career. Mm-hmm. For example, Elvis Presley was he country or was he like...
A degenerate.
Right.
The Memphis Mafia. We did some rap too, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Hey y'all.
That was the. There was something else about Luke Holmes too, having the most streams of any country artist ever. Like, I never hear him mentioned when people talk about. Oh, I can't even give you examples.
Last time, I mean, like he.
Zach Bryan, I guess, is one. And,
oh, yeah. But, like, he was part of the Helene. Carolina Panthers benefit show.
Is he bigger than I think he is? Like, I don't know.
I mean,
it's hard to. There's so many of
I know.
Those guys.
It's you get in. There's just the availability. Like, it's, the population grows, so does the amount of famous people.
Really,
but they can still have their hardcore fans. Like Kevin Smith told us, he's like, I don't ever think, Kevin Smith from Jay and Silent Bob years ago said, I don't think I'm ever going to be mainstream, but I've got my hardcores that I feel like will always follow me through everything I do. And that's like, that's pretty awesome. He's like, I'm not going to be the biggest fish in the big pond, but I'm going to be the big one in the smaller pond.
Like enough to, you know, make a comfortable living for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. He just goes around and talks about movies he was in 10 years ago and makes money for it now.
I was just kind of surprised at the streaming numbers. I'm like, really? For that guy?
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not good, but he just...
Well, and then he had that song that was on the Twister soundtrack that was pretty good. I can't remember what it's called, but I don't remember much anything anymore.
I remember him telling the story of going into a Rolex store and trying to buy a Rolex, and they wouldn't sell him one because of what he was wearing.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's like, you know, I'm playing Madison Square Garden tonight, and you won't sell me a Rolex watch?
Yeah, but I've heard rappers say the same thing. So, I mean, I really have.
Even Korn's going to be at Lollapalooza this year.
A lot of rappers. A lot of Korn is going to be at Lollapalooza?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
They're doing the festival thing.
The year I went was Snoop Dogg and Jesus and Mary Chain and...
I love Jesus and Mary Chain.
God, I can't remember who else.
Probably Jump Little Children or Sweet Craven Melon.
Was it Mighty Mighty Boss Tones? Might have been. One of those ska bands. The infancy days of that. That was years ago.
Squirrel Nut Zipper. Who started it? Perry Farrell started Lollapalooza, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In Chicago.
So are you still making money off that now, or did he sell an interest in it?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Like, who started...
There are so many festivals.
Who started Burning Man?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I know who started Burning Witches. That was at Christmas.
Oh, I thought the Germans did.
Oh, did I step on you?
I couldn't even tell you started Boneroo. Or any of the other ones.
The guy from U2.
Coachella.
What else is up, Paige?
Hmm. Boneroo's fun.
There are too many. Way too many. I mean, Rock on the Range, whichever one they do in Virginia, the one in Ohio.
Yes. Rock on the Range, you say that one?
Yeah, that one.
Didn't say nothing about Sturgis, brother.
Sturgis, oh, we got them all at the throttle, brother.
Dude, Tony Khan should take wrestling back to Sturgis. Why
Come on,
not?
Man.
Why not?
Road Wild was a big deal.
Yeah. I mean,
I thought the Harlem Heat were going to fight a bunch of MCs.
Oh, God. Those stories afterwards. Lord God.
I mean, Sting rode into town on his Harley.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they couldn't call it Hog Wild. They had to call it Road Wild.
You know, he's coming to town.
Is he?
He is.
Stinger is. Yep.
In makeup?
I'm telling you.
It's the last time to see him in makeup, yeah.
SC Comic Con, this might be the biggest lineup
I
ever.
I mean, no, like, I ain't, like, booty kissing or nothing like that. Y'all putting it on this year, boy.
A lot of people coming in.
You want me to come holler at me?
The Kudner boy, Kane Hodder, is going to be here.
I know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He changed his phone number. Hopefully not because of me, but it's not the same number anymore.
What is he going to be doing?
He'll choke you out in pictures. Like, you know, that's his deal.
Yeah, he choked me.
Remember the quote on this show is, I choke the piss out of people and I go back home.
And get paid for it. Yeah.
Okay.
He's like a dominatrix, except out in the public.
Well,
dominate.
Yeah. And you pay for it. It's great. Not you, but people.
Hi, Jesse. Jesse James Dupree will choke your kids in pictures.
Yeah.
He loves it. He'll sign your bottles, too.
But, brother, I show the parents that my fingers aren't touching all the way.
I ain't really going to choke your kid out.
I'm just really, like, give him a tiny hug. Give him a little tiny hug around their throat.
But if he don't buy a rally, 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 I'm going to choke him out for real.
Get the chainsaw.
He should do that next. I'll put the chain. It ain't really got the chain on it, but I'm going to put it up to his head.
It's like a haunted house at the end. God, imagine that's never happened. You're like Alec Baldwin shot the person because it wasn't a blank. Like, imagine like some low-rent haunted house is, man, we've got to take the chain off.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know, man.
You cut that dude's arm off. It's always the arm, I know.
Yarm.
I don't think they can use the shock pin anymore they used on us. That,
dude, remember the one that you sat on a bench and it like, gave you a little, like,
yeah,
a little shock sitting on that one bench? It's like, man, they made laws and stuff about that.
That kind of put everybody in a bad mood going through it. Like, hang on,
imagine
now.
Imagine getting shocked and have your arm cut off.
I know. I paid to get scared, not hurt.
Or how about having a Michael Myers chase you and saying, hey, man.
How was that fun?
Hey, oh, God. Was it Michael Myers at
the
time?
He was the first
one. We were in a very frightening haunted house years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Is that when the lady crashed into me and almost fell on the top of the table?
Might be, but this guy was like frightened. I don't know he's Michael Myers, but he walked up behind me and Fat Boy, and he's like, yeah, I know you're there, dude. You remember, you can't touch me or whatever. He's like, Hey, man, I love the show. And we died. We went from being like scared to death to laughing our balls off because the dude's like, I ain't going to mess with you. I listen to the show.
Everybody was screaming.
That was awesome. That was great.
All right. Well, headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric on Paige. And those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
From presenter to judge, Paige. And you don't even have to like say, like, oh, I think
please
this
call
person.
Call me Leroy.
Yeah, we already forgot.
Judge Leroy Page.
My damn nicknames will stick forever, but Page is like one segment.
I used to have a longer memory span.
That's true.
Fatboy and I have collected what we consider to be the best premiere audio that is available to us. And we're going to try to, we always just try to make you laugh. That's what these are usually about, to make you laugh. Every once in a while, one of them deep thinker ones. But these are all, my intentions today is to make you laugh your ovaries off.
I've got one this.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
I have them.
I've got, I guess you can call it a parenting
left mine
tip.
At home. Yeah.
I got a kid caught in the act. And when he's caught in the act, if you ever catch your kid, you should probably react the way that this mom does.
Okay.
So it's a good example for you to strive to be.
Mine is going to be some frills and spills from the farm. Okay.
Nice.
All right. There we go. Some frills and spills from the farm. That's disgusting. It's coming up next, the best damn audio brawl for it all. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.